I'm here with Danny and Kate, by the way. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, it's very exciting to have some lovely women in the studio for a total change. Yes, you are here because you are promoting the girlfriend experience.
Yes,
and it's sort of a saucy play, isn't it?
It's not just sort of a saucy play.
It is a saucy play.
But incredibly hilarious as well. Mm-hmm. It's a brilliantly written play. It's based on actual interviews that were done by the author over a period of 2 years, mm-hmm, in a brothel in Bournemouth. So it's actually real dialogue that happened between some actual working prostitutes. It's very frank, but it's hilarious. The way it's been edited down, mm-hmm, it's brilliant.
So it's not for the faint-hearted.
No.
You've got to have some sense of humour, sorry.
You get a real sense of them being sort of four girls that work together and being sort of like chums that are at work, and sometimes it's boring, sometimes they're up and they're very excited, but you really see them as like a bonded group of, mm, kind of girls.
Yeah, and it's very accepting of the prostitution as well. It's almost, if you were hearing the conversations without the subjects they were referring to, you could almost think that they were having a bit of a bitch in an office, really.
Yeah. I suppose, really, that's what it's kind of like.
Yeah.
But a little bit more X-rated. So, tell us, like, actually about the play. Obviously, four women. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit like Sex and the City without the Fendi bags and the Manolo Blahniks.
No Fendi bags, no designer labels here.
No, absolutely not. Although they do, I think they do make quite a bit of money by the sounds of it. It's four women who all work from the same flat. Mm-hmm. The flat's been set up by the main character, Tessa, mm-hmm, who's played by the wonderful Lynn Clifton, who's travelled up from London to play the part. And it's a journey of a year, mm-hmm, from setting up the flat to a becoming established to almost seeing a bit of a breakdown and having a crisis in confidence, and the other characters around her growing in confidence and having their own crises. It's not, even though it is saucy, it's not just in your face based on the sex and the trade. It, mm-hmm, really is about their relationships.
No, it's quite touching at times as well. You really see their ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Danny, which character do you play?
I am playing Susie. Mm-hmm. I suppose in the hierarchy of it, if there is one, I'm probably Tessa's deputy.
Yeah.
I'm the more together prostitute.
Is there such a thing?
It seems so. Yeah, it seems to be I'm the only one that doesn't actually have a drink throughout the whole place, sadly for me.
And actually, Susie's very popular as well, isn't she? She's challenging Tessa, really, for sort of being the most popular one in the flat.
But the thing is, Susie does cross the line and end up falling in love with a client and going out with them. So there's a whole story going on there, and it's her, my character goes on a journey there throughout, sort, mm-hmm, of crossing that line, becoming very, very girly. And all loved up like a little teenager to, well, we'll see what happens when you come and see the play.
So obviously it's based on real stories, so does that thing happen quite often in real life, you know, just sort of prostitutes fall for the guys out there?
I guess it's unavoidable. It's probably more of a case of the guys falling for the prostitutes and constantly asking them out, mm-hmm, and probably the guy finding the right way in rather than the prostitute actually falling for the guy. But, you know, guys can be charming. Anybody can be charmed. You know, you do have a code of conduct, but, mm-hmm, it's like any profession. Doctors, lawyers, you know, I'm sure there's attraction in all sorts of things like that. So, similar kind of thing, I guess.
And obviously, the girls are obviously very good at what they do as well, aren't they? You get a real sense from the punters coming in and out that they're popular,
they're,
and they're kind of, people just want to sort of hang around them as well because they're good fun and they're just really upbeat.
In fact, that's referred to in it as well, that the fact that they don't just come for, you know, they also come for a chat and a relax, and they do. It's almost like you're counselling them as well. They need somebody to talk to, a bit of an escape.
Yeah. So, Kate, what character do you play?
I play Poppy. Mm-hmm. Poppy is probably the youngest of the four girls, although she's still sort of not a young girl, I wouldn't say. She's in her 30s. But she's very childlike and a little bit sort of silly. She's probably the daftest, the dippiest one of the four, I think. Yeah, naive, but also very unnaive as well.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot from Poppy reading the script.
You've led a sheltered life, though, Kate.
I think I possibly have.
She's incredible fun, though, Poppy. Poppy, whereas we have two sort of stalwart prostitutes in there, in myself and Tessa, Kate's character, Poppy, is very bouncy. Mm-hmm. She's a very bouncy, fun, sort of girly kind of thing.
She's like a sort of, she's a bit like Tigger in Winnie the Pooh. She just sort of bounces in with all this sort of upbeat energy and totally oblivious to how anyone else is feeling or what other conversations are going on. She just sort of bursts into the room, starts talking about what she wants to talk about, and then she's off.
But I think a lot of that has to do with her blatant Red Bull addiction as well. She's constantly begging for Red Bull.
Because you said throughout the play that you have to, there's a scene where you have to burp a lot.
It's very hard. It is hard on demand. I'm struggling.
She found the key, though.
I did. I've discovered cider, sipping cider, yeah. and a big gulp after a little sip has incredible effects.
Yeah, any
so excuse. I'll keep that one in mind for future when I'm required to do it again.
Because it seems like such a funny play, and the fact that it's probably a night where women can just go and just laugh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Instead of making sort of, you know, the idea of prostitution being so serious and so sort of, you know, oh, it shouldn't be and this and that. And it's just putting it out there and almost making a mockery of it in a way.
Well, it's dispelling any prejudice, I'd say. I wouldn't say it's mocking it. It's actually showing the reality and showing that it isn't actually dirty. I mean, obviously there are icky concepts, but it's showing that it is actually a relatively noble profession that has, due to the fact that a lot of women have been forced out onto the streets and the whole with pimps working them, that kind of thing, that's where it gets seedy, that's where it gets dangerous. Yeah. But in a proper flat where it's run by proper women who know what they're doing, basically women with balls, they can have a laugh.
And women that look out for each other as well. You get a very good sense, especially from Tessa being the sort of matriarchal character, that she's sort of looking out and checking out punters coming in. And there's a couple of times where she sort of turns people away and she says, you know, no, I don't think so. Yeah. So you do feel a sort of darkness of their world around the edges.
Yeah.
But in the centre is their flat that's this sort of little oasis of a bit more upbeat, a bit more fun.
Yeah.
It's almost really highlighting the world outside the flat as being the more twisted world.
Yeah.
And the flat with the prostitutes in is the little hub of sanity going on in the middle of it.
Well, I think it sounds absolutely brilliant.
There is also an open event on Facebook as well. So if you want to visit Facebook and see any of the photos that have been taken already from the rehearsals and just show that you'll be attending, that would be great. So just visit Facebook, look for the Girlfriend Experience and you'll find us there.
Yes, I've got the page up here. Director William Mickleburgh.
Yes, he's also in it.
Okay.
He's got a rather challenging part, or parts, we should say, because he plays every single punter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a busy man.
It's a very busy man. He's a very happy man. When he first asked us to be in this and he said, right, it's about a load of prostitutes and I will be playing every single punter.
Yes.
Did wonder about the credibility of that, but it turns out to be a fabulous play.
What first attracted you to that play, Will?
And I mean, it must be sort of totally different from parts that you normally play. Is it any different?
Well, yeah, every part's different, I suppose. I mean, I've played... everything from, I mean, I've done some Shakespeare at the Globe, I've done Chekhov, I've done Alan Ayckbourn, I've done all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's great to have the challenge of a new part, definitely.
And we appreciate you coming all the way up to Northumberland, because you said this morning that you've come all the way from Sussex.
From East Sussex, yes. Yeah. I was persuaded up here with the promise of bed and board.
Are you having a nice time already?
I am, lovely. Yeah, it's beautiful up here. It's a shame about the weather. It's not the weather I ordered before I came up here, I'm afraid.
No,
but...
it's never the same. But you know, I can understand now why people migrate. Oh, I love how you do the whole pout thing there. You were like,
we found the secret of the perfect pout. I won't tell you how I heard this. It was,
but it's a good source.
Yes, it's a good source, a reliable source. Apparently, if you say apples, and then hold it on the apples, then you hold the perfect pout.
So do you think that's what Keira Knightley does all the time?
I reckon she does, yes. And Posh Spice as well. I'm sure she's walking around constantly quoting fruit-based products.
She has got the permanent pout, though, Posh Spice.
Yeah, she has, hasn't she?
I saw her once in London in the street, and she looked exactly like she does in photographs. She had the pose, she had the handbag in the crook of her arm. It was like a waxwork. It was incredible.
And then you heard what she was saying, and she was saying, apples.
Apples.
Sometimes walk around and I have my handbag here and then I'm tootling around Newcastle and I think, I look like a real stuck up little whatever. And then I think, stop doing it. So I hold it like it's a briefcase. And then I keep thinking, that's all right. I kind of swap and change.
Well, you're lucky, because when I do that, I always think I look like the Queen. It's not a good look.
I always thought you were very regal, Kate.
OK, Okay, so ladies, The Girlfriend Experience. This is the first production of the North Seas Production Company.
Yes.
Really exciting new company, actually. I'll leave Kate to tell you about
that. It's our maiden production, ironically, given the subject matter. But we wanted to start off with something that was really sort of bold and brash, because we're a new company. We're based just outside Alnwick, but we're planning to produce, to tour throughout Northumberland, into the northwest as well, maybe even Scotland if we can sort of pull it together. So we wanted something that was really going to set our stall out as doing kind of bold stuff, very innovative stuff, and stuff where it was no holds barred, things where people really could kind of go along and know you're going to be entertained. It's not going to be Chekhov and anything that's going to sort of, you know, make you worry about the wolves and the cherry orchard.
But also, it's not going to be safe theatre. We want to show people new stuff as well. It's new and exciting. It's not just your standard things that will always sell tickets. Guaranteed, your Noel Coward's, your Oscar Wilde's, those will always sell tickets. But this is new, contemporary, exciting stuff that Will's working on. So it's, that's what dragged me up here, really.
Yeah, it's bold. It's out there.
And do you think people are still interested in theatre, or do you think, you know, with cinema, it's kind of...
I think nothing will ever, ever beat that moment you get where 60 people in a room, or 100 people, or 300 people in a room all laugh at the same thing at the same time, or they all have the same kind of feeling at the same time. That's magic. That will never go away. Doesn't matter what the internet does, that is special. And whether you get it from stand-up, or whether you get it from theatre, or whether you get it from music concerts, that's never going, I don't think, ever, ever.
I completely agree. Even with the resurgence in technology, with all your iPods and your iPads and everything, I don't think you would ever be able to get iTheatre.
No,
not at all.
I must admit, I love going to the theatre. The last thing I saw was Spamalot, and when we all started singing at the end, that was just absolutely the best moment for me. And I really wanted to get up and start waving my arms and flailing about, but then I thought, no, don't do that.
Do you know, my parents went to see Spamalot, and I booked the tickets for them, and I had no idea this was going to happen. I just went and got tickets wherever in the theatre, and my dad, who is not really a very outgoing person, quite a sort of reserved person, was in the seat where he was the serf that had to get up on stage because he was accused of having had the Holy Grail hidden away. And I think he was just mortified.
Is he not as forthcoming as you?
He's not the father of Poppy, I
would say. God bless him. The Girlfriend Experience, based on real life recordings from a brothel in Bournemouth, and follows the fortunes of four ladies of the night. Throughout the play, they battle boredom, their regulars, and the occasional demon, and lots of warmth and optimism. That sounds like a fantastic play. So if people can't make it to Berwick, do you think you'll be doing the play anywhere else in the north?
We're hoping to tour it round, but we haven't got venues confirmed yet. So at the moment, it's Berwick or bust.
Right. Yes.
So if you can't make it at Berwick, try and get out there and say, yes, we want to see it, and we want to get this play out there, because it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, we've got a fantastic quality of actresses that have come up to, that have travelled from all over to play, all professional. It's really exciting. Really, really exciting.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming in and having a chat with me today. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Danny.